Hey there, Dreamweavers. Welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of evening rituals for better sleep. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, here to guide you through the twilight hours and into a world of peaceful slumber. Tonight, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, creating a safe space for self-reflection and journaling. Ever feel like your thoughts are bouncing around like popcorn in a hot pan? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to gently corral those thoughts, understand them better, and even gain clarity on what's truly important to you? Well, my friends, that's exactly what journaling can do. It's like having a private conversation with your inner self, a safe haven where you can explore your emotions, fears, dreams, and everything in between without judgment. It's about building that space, that feeling of absolute comfort where your true voice can shine through. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, journaling, that's so old school, hear me out. This isn't about dusty diaries or flowery prose. It's about raw honesty, stream of consciousness, writing, letting those thoughts flow freely onto the page. Think of it as a mental detox, a way to release the day stressors and create space for peace. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that sacred journaling space. 1. Find your sanctuary. First things first, where do you feel most comfortable? Is it curled up in bed with a cozy blanket, surrounded by the calming aroma of lavender candles? Or maybe it's your favorite armchair bathed in soft sunlight, a cup of herbal tea warming your hands. Whatever feels like your personal haven, claim that space is your journaling territory. 2. Embrace imperfection. Remember, this is about connecting with yourself, not impressing anyone else. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, or even making sense sometimes. Just let those thoughts pour out onto the page without editing or censoring. Trust me, the magic happens when you release the pressure to be perfect. 3. Ask powerful questions. Sometimes our minds need a little nudge in the right direction. Try starting your journal entries with thought-provoking questions. What am I grateful for today? What challenges am I facing and how can I approach them differently? What brings me joy and how can I incorporate more of that into my life? 4. Make it a ritual. Turn journaling into a comforting nightly routine. Light a candle, dim the lights, put on some calming music, whatever helps you transition from the day's hustle to a peaceful evening. Consistency is key here, so aim for at least a few minutes each night. 5. Revisit your entries. Looking back on your journal entries can be incredibly insightful. You might discover recurring themes, patterns in your thoughts and emotions, or even moments of personal growth that you might have otherwise overlooked. It's like having a conversation with your past self, getting wisdom and perspective along the way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're exhausted after a long day. Traffic was a nightmare, your boss gave you that extra project you didn't ask for, and now you're staring at a pile of dishes that seems to be multiplying by the minute. But before you dive into bed, you take 5 minutes to grab your journal and settle in your cozy reading nook. You breathe deeply, light a candle, and begin to write. You pour out all those frustrations, anxieties, and even a little bit of gratitude for making it through the day. As you write, you start to feel the tension melt away. Suddenly, that overwhelming feeling of chaos starts to dissipate, replaced by a sense of calm clarity. You've created a safe space where your thoughts can finally breathe, and in doing so, you've given yourself the gift of peace before drifting off to sleep. Remember, my friends, creating a safe space for self-reflection doesn't require grand gestures or elaborate rituals. It's about finding those moments of quiet connection with yourself, even amidst the chaos of daily life. It's about honoring your inner voice and giving yourself permission to simply be. So tonight, as you prepare for sleep, take a moment to cultivate that space of peace and clarity. Whether it's through journaling, meditation, or simply taking a few deep breaths, remember that you deserve moments of quietude and self-care. And hey, if you try out journaling this week, share your experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how it feels to create the safe space for your thoughts and emotions. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.